And 3, 2, 1. Hello, fellow Borgen Project volunteers, and a belated Happy New Year. It's not easy being an aid advocate these days as we confront spending cuts seemingly around every corner, nationalist political headwinds, continued violence in fragile parts of the world, the growing impact of climate change on societies least able to cope, and the crippling impact of debt overload. Traditional aid and the manner it's distributed is in retreat. The World Bank and the United Nations warn of unprecedented funding gaps. The United Kingdom's aid budget is set to drop to its lowest point in 17 years, and the government of France and Germany have collapsed over budget pressures. Here in Washington, concern among development leaders has grown about the potential for deep aid cuts in Donald Trump's second term. We can't sugarcoat the fact that during his first administration, President Trump proposed steep cuts to foreign assistance, but they were softened by the U.S. Congress. In the second term, resistance is likely to melt away as Trump assumes even firmer control and a better understanding of the levers of government. Now, this could be very bad for USAID. In the past, Trump proposed cuts of up to a third of the agency's budget, though these cuts were ultimately thwarted by pockets of bipartisanship in Congress. Unfortunately, that bipartisanship may not exist. There's no reason to suggest Trump won't try again, and putting even more money on the chopping block with less Republican opposition to stand in his way. All this talk about cuts belies the fact that some organizations could see a boost. For example, the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation is celebrating its 5th anniversary this month, and the supersonic growth it's enjoyed over the past 5 years is truly amazing. The agency was born during the last Trump administration, and its focus is on private sector investment and acting as a counterweight to China, all seem to align perfectly with Republican priorities. Another likely winner, faith-based organizations, particularly the evangelical community, whose supporters receive key posts in the State Department, Department of Health and Human Services, and USAID during Trump's first term. We turn to Asia, where a dramatic economic transformation has pulled many of its nations out of the ranks of aid recipients and into the category of donor nations. 6 countries, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Thailand, Kazakhstan, and Taiwan, spent nearly $21 billion to finance development and humanitarian projects throughout Asia. That's a 17% from last year. And finally, Jimmy Carter, the 39th U.S. president who died at the age of 100, set the path for presidents to continue being a force for good long after leaving office. President Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, went through their fabled, humbled home in Plains, Georgia, to Ghana, Panama, and all around the globe to house the poor, eliminate neglected but lethal diseases, and pursue the cause of democracy that earned him a Nobel Peace Prize. The former president and governor of Georgia, lifelong farmer and Sunday school teacher, is being remembered for his pioneering work, such as dispatching observers to monitor elections in 40 countries, diffusing tensions in places like Liberia, being ahead of his time on environmental sustainability, and elevating the cause of human rights abroad and civil rights at home. The Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia, which he founded, is dedicated to waging peace, fighting disease, building hope. He leaves behind an amazing legacy. And on a very uplifting note, I look forward to speaking with you next month.